Deglazed.
I don't hear nothing.
Hi.
Ooh, I hear something.
I hear something.
Hello, operator. Operator.
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Operator.
I can hear you.
Hi.
What's happening, guys?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Nothing. Waiting at Starbucks for my coffee that I can't survive without.
A little shot of energy.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Are you on your way to work right now?
I am.
Where do you work?
Still at the Gator Shack.
Still at the Shack. How's the Shack doing? I bet it sucks now that Lowe's gone, huh? It's probably.
It does, honestly.
Did the dominoes start falling after Lowe left?
It kind of did. I mean, I feel like that was probably the beginning of it, like coincidentally.
I heard a lot of people are gone now from there.
They are. Like,
let's run down this list.
All the time, like. Me and Maggie are like the only original people left. What have you guys been doing?
Smoking weed and drinking alcohol all day long.
And doing these podcasts.
While taking hits from the bong.
Yeah, about to roll a joint right now.
Rolling blunts, smoking blunts.
That reminds us, happy 420.
Happy pre-420.
Happy 420. Oh, it'll be 420 in 6 minutes, too.
Oh, my God. Where's the bong?
It's out there.
Are you going to roll that joint?
I'm rolling this blunt.
Within 8 minutes?
Yeah, I'm going to roll this blunt within 3 minutes.
Just in time.
Yep.
All right, so introductions. You've met Liz.
I think
I've met Hello. At the Gator Shack, I'm sure you've met me.
I miss the Shack. I'm not going to lie.
Do you?
Yeah, it's just so far to drive, and there's nobody there anymore. Like, I go see Lily. I go see Daisy. I go see, Tina?
Daisy's not even there anymore. Or Tina.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I pick up Lo and hang out and drink and have fun. All the fun's gone. Gone.
Now all the fun ones.
Now it's just a place called Gator. Do you smoke weed?
Of course I smoke weed.
Are you high right now?
Yeah.
I mean, did you get high?
Yeah, it didn't sound too convincing.
Do you budget time to get high before you go to work?
I mean, I bring like my pen. I bring Benjamin with me, so.
That's what the name of your pen is?
Benjamin, yeah.
Benjamin. Really?
Benjamin.
You know, the weed pen is Benjamin.
Benjamin. Benjamin Buttons.
Gets old.
All right, have you smoked weed today?
Of course, yes. Okay. Absolutely.
How did you smoke weed? How did you smoke weed?
I mean, I'm pretty much just a bowl smoker.
Okay.
Fair. No blunts?
No. I mean, sometimes, because I have my card, so I'll just buy them at the dispensary sometimes. It's super easy. Like, you two could go to the appointment together, and they would be like, okay.
Can we get a couple's license?
Couple's discount?
Maybe not a discount. Actually, you could get a discount.
Was that doctor in Lake Worth by any chance?
It's in West Palm. It's in, you know where Blue Boar is?
Yes, very well.
Yeah, of course.
It's in that plaza.
We get some food while we're there.
Yeah.
Right?
Some Nicaraguan
and then there's
food.
A move in that same plaza. So it's like you go to Blue Boar, you go to the dispensary, and you get your card at the same time.
Right there. What's the name of the restaurant?
What, Pinolandia?
Pinolandia is Nicaraguan food.
Yeah.
Oh.
From my country. It's right there next to the marijuana place. There's the marijuana place, the barbershop, and then Pinolandia.
Never been there.
It's worth going. Don't let Pino drive you away.
We're going.
Yeah, everybody I've introduced to it, they're like, oh my God, we got to go back. And I grew up with it, so to me, it's always delicious. But people eat it, and they're like, oh my God, it's the best I've ever had. And I'm like, I guess.
If you had
I've tried other people's food, and I love other foods, but this is always hits home, you know?
If you had dream food for like the most stony moment in your life, what would it be?
If I had a dream food?
Yeah, stoner food.
Any kind of stoner food. Like when I'm high, I like pretzels and peanut butter or pretzels and cheese, I think are good. 'Cause I like crunch and I like savory.
Right. No, I'm like a nacho girl. Like,
I love
a good plate of
good
like nachos.
You know, as a chef, you know what I found and I did, and I would get mad anybody in my kitchen. Like, that's one reason I think the last restaurant I worked at, the owner and I didn't stop getting along. So I like to do nachos on a large pizza platter and spread them out so that they're not stacked up and getting all soggy with each other and shit. Yeah. Everything's its own individual kind of layer, like, you know, and then if they're crispy. I'm a nacho connoisseur and I fucking hate it when it's soggy at the bottom, huh?
It literally defeats the whole purpose. Yeah.
It's supposed to be a crunchy chip party in your mouth. What's your favorite marijuana movie?
Yeah, what's your favorite weed movie?
I can't remember. What did I say? I feel like I answered this last year, and I had a really good answer. or I came up with one.
How
like
high, maybe? I think, was it how high?
I think it was how high.
What are y'all's? Because I feel like once you guys say yours, I'll be like, no, this one's way better.
How high was always my favorite, like, go-to, but I grew up on albums from Cheech and Chong and all the movies as they came out. Like, I watched them all, even the Corsican Brothers, right? And then other people through the year have been giving a shit about not bringing up, like, I think somebody brought up Die Hard maybe last year, but I don't know.
It's Die Hard
as a stoner movie?
Yeah, for some reason I couldn't figure it out, but people just keep throwing weird shit at us. You know, okay, I think they just want Die Hard to be part of everything.
Die Hard everything. Is there a movie that you want to watch while you're stoned, or a movie that's like...
That's a new angle we're taking this year, but I think there should be two categories.
I do like that angle a little better. I mean, I like anything like happy for sure. Like, it can't be like any like Disney movie, honestly.
I was gonna mention,
like, specifically,
Scott,
like the new one, the new Disney movies with like all the colors and the craziness and stuff. Like, those are the best. Like, I can't remember what the movie is called, but it's super fucking trippy, and I love watching that when I get like too high.
Oh, when was the first time you smoked?
Yeah, we did this last year, but we're going to hold you to the fire. We're going to do some fact checking.
I mean, the first time I smoked or the first time like I got high, because there's a difference.
Oh, both.
The first time I smoked, I like didn't really get high, I feel like.
Same. Yep, same.
Kind of. Like, it was also like shitty weed that we got from some fucking dude. I don't even remember. Like, it was so long ago. But I was in... like sixth, seventh, eighth grade. And I was in the Keys with my friend, and we like walked down to the water and found a little smoked there, but I really didn't feel anything. I'm not going to lie.
And then the first time you felt it?
No, the first time I smoked. And then after that, like, I was brave enough. I was like, okay, it's fine. Like, I'll smoke again.
You must've smoked better weed.
Yeah. Well, I smoked with my brother the next time, and he was already like been smoking probably for like 5-6 years. And he is a horrible person. Was a horrible person, but
all brothers are.
I tell you, I was so fucking high, like everything was in like slow motion. I was doing this thing where like I was laying in bed, like just moving my body like crazy, because I could feel like the high shell around me like cracking every time I moved. So I was just like flailing in bed, going crazy, trying to like become less high. It was the funniest thing. Thinking about it now, oh my god. But clearly, it did not faze me, because I've never stopped.
I remember when I first started smoking weed, like kind of all the time, you know, when I was like 17, late 16, driving around, or early 17, I guess, driving around in my car and like listening to Led Zeppelin and surround sound, and just like having to park and just listen to it all around you and shit, driving down a road and completely forgetting where I'm going for the first time. Seeing like a stop sign, like that I know is a mile out, like it's right in front of me for the whole road, you know, just baked as fuck trying to drive around at 16 years old. Right. You know, I miss those days.
I started super young. So I feel like we took a golf cart around all the time. One of my best friends in the neighborhood had a golf cart, and we were all fucking delinquents. So we would just like take her golf cart and like just drive around the neighborhood aimlessly, doing absolutely nothing.
You were not doing nothing. You were staying away from parents. That's very good. You were mobile.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely what we were doing. That's right. Our older siblings, like all of us had older siblings that were like awful people at the time.
And you know, and how
we hated them so much.
And you know, the parents like, isn't that cute? They just love driving the golf cart around. I would love that too when I was their age.
Fuck yeah.
Oh yeah, no, they thought it was so fun. They were like, oh yeah, this is y'all's golf cart now. Like, you guys have to pay for it. We need batteries. So they thought it was a game.
Oh, and you,
it turned into a responsibility.
Like, all of us would chip in money to pay for the fucking batteries. Perfect. Anytime, or wheels. Anything Perfect. It needed. All of us would help.
If you want the freedom, you got to pay for it. Yep.
So that's cheap insurance for a good alibi. What time does your shift start?
It starts at 5.
That sucks for you.
I get out early, though. I'm like the business down person, so I get to leave. Okay. Not busy.
Well, we should try to play a practical joke on somebody that still remains there, who we know. We got to figure out something. So if Christian's there, do us a favor. Dick punch him April Fool's belated. Belated dick punch.
Do I say from y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah,
once you, as you're hitting them, say from the boys at DeGlazed, bam.
Just call them over and be like, hey, happy Christian, belated. Come here, I got to tell you something. And just dick punch them and be like, that's from Lo and Scott.
Yeah, happy belated April Fool's.
April Fool's.
That sounds personal. Did he like?
Well, look, if it was his birthday, it'd be sweet if we forgot to say happy belated. We just forgot to pull an April Fool's prank on him. We're trying not to be dickheads and forget about him on such a precious holiday.
Okay. I will for sure do that just because I want to.
Deal. And look, if any repercussions come on you for doing it.
So Christian would never be mad at me.
There you go. Done. All right, cool.
I'll probably hit him in the dick. I'm definitely going to aim for like the arm.
Don't worry. Aim for his dick. You're not going to touch it. Trust me. You're going to whiff no matter what. It's you have to be a really good shot to hit.
Hold on. Is someone cooking for you now that I'm not there?
Not really. No. Christian attempts, but he doesn't just come up with the things, you know?
No frittatas?
There's not been a single fucking frittata.
Golly. I forgot to teach him how to make a frittata. You remember Dexter last year? He was on the camera phone thing.
Yeah, he's in the front window right now. He's passed out cold. He's been smoking a lot of weed today.
I thought my roommate's dog was high earlier. She eats stems. She specifically likes the stems.
What's her name?
Her name is Lola.
Oh, Lola.
How many dogs do you have? You have two, right?
I have one dog, but my roommates have three.
What kind of dog do you have?
She looks just like a black lab, but she's not. She's technically like a black mouth cur. Her parents were just hunting dogs. She was an accident.
aren't we all?
There's no mistakes, just happy accidents.
That's right. Happy times and accidents occur.
Because I have seen like black mouth cur before. I guess like the Yukonuba or the whatever the fuck the dog show thing is, but she exists, you know.
And her name is Lola?
No, my dog's name is Daisy. Lola is.
Aww. You named her after a coworker. That is so sweet.
I'm like, well, her name is Daisy. Mom's name was Rose.
Rose.
Yeah, she was Rose, and her and Daisy are like identical twins. So
I miss having a dog, but I don't want to have a dog.
No, I could not live without a dog, I feel like.
I went so long with dogs in the same bloodline, family begatting family, and I just loved every second of it. My friends had
giant fucking dogs, though.
It was just wonderful. Like, even from when I was a kid, like, we started with labs and Australian Shepherds and other labs. And then I got into Great Danes, and I had Danes for years. And I almost moved to Florida with a dog. That shit kind of just fell apart, and I took it as a sign. And that's why I got Dexter the cat. He's like a dog,
but a cat.
And he needs somebody to come hang out with him when I'm gone, unlike other cats I've had.
Like a panther kitty bear.
He is definitely, yeah. Right now, he's enjoying some slumber. Are you enjoying your slumber? Hey, he's enjoying his slumber right now.
Yeah, he's knocked the fuck out right now.
He's out cold. But he was out hunting in his own little Serengeti in the backyard. Like, I keep part of the yard real long so he can hunt through it and kill shit, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, we also have a kitty. Her name is Maz.
Maz?
Maz, like M-A-Z.
Maz, okay. Maz.
I don't know. It's a Star Wars thing, apparently. Like a deep, integrated Star Wars. I don't fucking know. Don't ask. But
I'm going to have to look this up. My first Great Dane was Wedge. That was a Star Wars thing.
Wedge?
Yeah, Wedge. His name was Wedge Antilles. He actually was the dude who, I think, designed the Millennium Falcon. In all the original books.
That's way too deep.
But check it out, though. It's not deep because nothing I do is super deep, right? Check this out.
People usually name like main characters from the movie. Let
me just karate chop you. He is. No, check it out. This is deep. You ready for this? When I got Wedge and I started to pay for him and I knew he was my dog, I was going to name him Tonto's horse because he looked like Tonto's horse, but he had two blue eyes. But I decided at the last second, because I remembered from when I was a kid, right? That because he's like purebred dog, right? You got to have like a first name and last name. So Tonto's horse, right? And it's a good sidekick, right? Anyways, this is what I realized, though. This is really, okay.
Go ahead.
In the original Star Wars 3 movies, where we learned about, you know, the Star Wars, whatever, the Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, there was one fighter pilot in all three movies who made an appearance and partied with the Ewoks at the end, who was like a wingman for Luke. And that was, there were two of them. One was Biggs when he blew up the Death Star at the very end. And the other guy was named Wedge. And he was through all three movies. He was in them. All he had was radio voice. Copy that. And if you remember when they're blowing up the Death Star at the very end, he's like, I used to shoot womp rats at home like that, whatever, right? And fucking, what's his name, comes in and says, use the Force, Luke, Obi-Wan Kenobi. So he turns off his guidance and blows up the Death Star. As he's going through that gully doing all of this shit that I'm saying, there was two guys behind him on his six, wingmanning him. One was Biggs and one was Wedge.
Yeah.
And Biggs got kilt and Wedge got nipped, and Luke says, Wedge, go back to base. I got it, kind of thing. Sorry, Luke. And he bails out, right?
I remember that, yeah.
That's okay. Wedge.
That's Wedge.
And so at like in the 12th hour, like I used to get hammered and go visit my dog in the kennel because they kept him out front. They were my landlords, but they lived like a few neighbors over. So I get smashed and Wedge and I would play around and I was calling him Tonto. And then I realized, I'm like, holy shit, favorite movies growing up, Star Wars, favorite character growing up, never even had a speaking part. What a perfect wingman. Like, this dog's going to be my wingman for a long time. I was like 22, 23 years old. And I'm like,
that's
done.
Deep. That's done. Deep.
And I named him Wedge. And from that point, and then I realized I had to register him. So he had to have a full name. So when that little fucker would walk, his little middle
Wedge
would wiggle.
Morgan?
No, I hated that. I always gave my dogs last names, right? So when he would walk, his middle would wiggle. So I gave him a proper name of Wedgley because, you know, he's being papered. And then his last name was Middle Wiggler. So his paper name, he's in the AKC as Wedgley Middle Wiggler. And then he begat fucking Goose the Moose. And I named him after the wingman from Top Gun, right?
Top Gun.
Right? Goose the Moose was that dog right there. That, oh, right here. That's Goose yawning in the pencil sketch. And then
you gotta see this. And then, there's pictures hanging of his dogs then, in the studio.
And then Goose, and then Goose had Bertha, which I love the Grateful Dead. So I just decided, girl dogs. Well, she doesn't want to be my wingman, so I named her after something pretty. I named her after Bertha from the Grateful Dead, and also she was also the biggest puppy in the litter. So that's always the biggest hammer in the toolbox is Bertha.
Like, so is Daisy.
Oh, okay.
Daisy. I bet Daisy's the sweetest thing ever.
She really is. Like, Daisy is so fucking adorable, except when you first, like, meet her. She wants to kill everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, say hi to Tori and Jessa. They're here now.
Hey, woo! Woo! All right, we got to go because we don't want Tori to think this is her podcast.
Yeah, this is not her podcast.
Yeah, don't let her hijack this shit.
All right, bye, fuckers.
Okay, bye, fucker.
Bye, fucker.
Happy 420. Woo!